Have there been efforts to...
to put weapons in the hands of Syrian rebels and also transfer weapons from Libya to Syria?
Well, let me begin, Congressman, by challenging your proposition that I've never done anything except advocate caution because I volunteered to fight for my country, and that wasn't a cautious thing to do when I did it.
Right. Mr.
So,
Secretary,
secondly, when I was in the Senate,
yes,
I'm going to
no
finish,
question.
Congressman. I am going to finish. When I was in the United States Senate, I supported military action in any number of occasions, including Grenada, Panama. I can run a list of them. And I am not going to sit here and be told by you that I don't have a sense of what the judgment is with respect to this. We're talking about people being killed by gas, and you want to go talk about Benghazi and Fast and Furious.
Absolutely want to talk about Benghazi, because four Americans lost their lives. I have sympathy for the people in Syria, and I do think there should be a worldwide response, but we should act cautiously.
Yeah, well,
before
Congressman,
we act unilaterally.
We are acting cautiously. Yeah. We are acting so cautiously that the President of the United States was accused of not acting because he wanted to have sufficient evidence and he wanted to build the case properly.
It's been 15 days.
Let's Congressman,
we go now
Congressman,
to Mr.
Yield back, Mr. Chairman, point of privilege here. This is important. I think this is important. I think it is important whether or not we're going into Syria in a way that the Congressman describes, which